Good evening. Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or when all else fails, give me a call at 1-508-857-8334 in the U.S. Okay, we have a gathering in Boston, Mass. On April the 12th. This is going to be a quiet demonstration, passing out flyers, meeting people, meeting faculty. It should be great. For information on that, you can also write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. Okay, and tonight, you will enjoy listening to a very special guest, Sumaya. Sumaya is from Flagstaff, Arizona area, and is a talk show host, energy healer, spiritual counselor, in broadcast media. She's a speaker, consultant, self-employed. In the past, she has worked at WSHA Radio, North Carolina State University and Meredith Colleges, and Synapse Square Theater and Galleries in the University of New York. And her website is Quantum Theology. Let's welcome Sumaya. Sue?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Oh, very good. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the air tonight.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I thought and have thought for quite some time that we need more spirituality in the community. And I don't mean necessarily going to church every Sunday or anything like that, just a common bond between yourself and God so that you can pray or do as you will. Would you like to comment or
I was thinking about this topic. I've been thinking about this topic for many years, but since I've been in this sort of torture program for more than 15 years, I had to learn how to cope and manage with the understanding that I have as a spiritual healer, as well as the practical day-to-day living with, you know, knowledge of evil that I had no knowledge of before. And it took me a while to figure out that I was going to keep going and I was going to have to find a way to use this experience and use this knowledge to transform myself and to transform my role, what I thought was my purpose in the world. So now I've come to think of myself as a spiritual warrior as well as a spiritual healer, as an energy healer. And I understand more about physics now, about quantum physics. I understand more about energy and energy work on different levels. I've also learned more about different dimensions as it is understood by scientists and have figured out ways to integrate that with my work with the GI community.
Oh,
and what
good.
I understood today, thank you, and what I came up with today while I was preparing is a very succinct way to look at it. See, trauma and adversity can catapult you to a new frontier of awakening, to a new frontier of awareness, of energy, of your mind, of your body. But it can also sink your ship of consciousness. And so every day we have a choice to either rise above and transcend our suffering in day-to-day lives, or we can sink down into the negativity that keeps coming at us from every angle. The negativity comes at us from the media, from people who are unhappy, people who want to criticize you. And there is a choice involved. Everyone has a reason to be happy, and everybody has a reason to be unhappy. But you have to choose how to move through that. If you want to stay unhappy all the time, then you know, you'll find like-minded negative people to bounce off of and mirror that. But you can also raise your consciousness and really allow this adversity, the adversity that we have going on in our country, in our world, in the environment, to a new height of vision, to a new understanding of how it's all connected, to a new purpose, really, than what you may have thought of for yourself in prior years. So that's how I see my role now, as somewhat of a transformer for people's minds and hearts, not to lose faith, to keep the faith and let it bring you to higher levels of awareness. And I appreciate that you have given me opportunities to speak that and to pray at times when people were really upset.
Yeah, and this is non-denominational, we'll say. It's not Catholic, it's not Protestant, it's all of these, correct?
Yes, the way I see God, he's so much bigger than any one religion. You can put a pile of Bibles, of books by Buddha, books by Krishna, books by, you know, any kind of religious book. You can stack every one of them in a mountain, and God would be bigger than any of that. God is bigger than the world. We, as human beings, can't even conceive of how all-inclusive God's love is for us. We have to get beyond our own humanity to really feel that and to express it. In some ways, I think of religion as rivers to the ocean of God. And some people find that one river or one stream is more comfortable for them, that the language or the rhetoric is more acceptable to them, and that's how they go. It doesn't mean that any one religion should be the only religion, and there should never be a war over God, ever.
Well, tell that to our friends across the water. But I agree 100%. And there are so many people who rule out a gathering of people, which is so important. It gives you a chance to share everything. And that's what the old little old white church used to be back when we first started to settle this country. And today it is basically gone, I won't say gone by the wayside, but everything is commercialized. How do you think, or what do you think, this has on our targets?
Yes. I heard some noise, so I'm trying to wait for it. Okay. So, as targets, you know, when I hear people on the calls, I hear them getting together for activism and for court cases and for medicine and gathering evidence. And they think that that is the road. That is the road for them. That's what they're called to do. But it doesn't exclude their faith. Anything they have to do can include their faith. It can empower them. It can give them divine strength. Here's a page that I set out for tonight, and I can, it's one of my books. I'm just going to read it. It's pretty quick. Whatever I face, I can move through it with grace. The stabilizing power of God's strength is within me. I call forth the spiritual resource for whatever time, energy, and clarity I need. I move forward with unwavering faith, balance, and grace. When I trust in divine strength, I am poised and self-confident. I'm blessed and I bless others. My inner strength soothes and calms those around me. Conflicts or drama yield to the power of spirit. Centered in God, I can make steady progress and overcome challenges with peace and joy in my heart. I'm comforted and secure in this path. I persist and endure, supported by the love of God. Because anything you have to do in this world is not separate from God. He made everything. He made everything. Every resource that you need, every idea, every connection, all of it. And if you attach yourself to faith, and faith attaches itself to God's will for your life, then all of those things can be put in front of you in a moment's notice. I'm so amazed sometimes by the synchronicities that I receive when I just need it. Like, I just open myself, I surrender to God's will. If my will is out of order somehow, and human beings can easily be set a little off balance by, you know, situations, by family, by what friends said, by text messages or chats or, you know, something from their past or what they're afraid of in the future, can easily be thrown off the course that they should be on. Then it takes them days, maybe weeks, to get back where they thought they should be. But if they learn how to meditate and center themselves and go, God, I really don't know what is my next step today. Can you just give me a hint, you know, what direction I should go in? And there, it could come right then. It could come right to you at the moment that you ask. Just by being available and at peace. So it doesn't separate you from doing the things that you need to do. It actually provides you with the knowledge, the resources, the connections that you're seeking.
Okay, that's very good, Sue. I tend to always preach a positive attitude. That's what I do. If you get up in the morning and you say, this is going to be a bad day, it will. If you say it's going to be a good day, it will be. So the day is what you make it. And I know it's hard, especially enduring all that we do, but it sure does help a lot.
Yes, it does. Because you can choose the way you face it. You may not be able to choose every incident in the world. You may not be able to choose what's on television or what's on the internet.
I don't know.
Frank?
Where are you coming from? Everything's orange.
Okay, so it sounds like it's coming from your call.
Not anymore.
Okay. So what we were saying is how you choose to process what you see in the world. Okay. You're on the internet and you see some bad news. Now, suddenly you feel anger. You start thinking, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to, you know, got a list. And then you're churning and you're reacting. You're reacting again. But you have to take back a moment to say, oh, I'm reacting. I'm reacting in this way. Is this the way I want? Or can I choose something different? Maybe your reaction can take a multifaceted approach. Well, first let me think about it. First let me see if this is the right way. Let me see what the probabilities will be for its future. If I do this, what kind of reactions will come back? You know, so on and so forth. So sitting and contemplating that first before acting out is always helpful. And expecting not necessarily a negative outcome, but something in a more objective, neutral range, because not everything is 100% positive and nothing is 100% negative either. It's like saying a volcano is always negative. A volcano is a violent action of the earth. It's natural. It's been going on for billions of years. Human beings didn't make volcanoes, but they've been here all along. Now you can say, well, volcanoes are bad, right? You react. That's angry. That's bad. It's red. It's hot. It's got sulfuric acid and all the negative things. But you can also see that volcanoes, when they cool, form new pieces of earth, the new islands. It produces a lot of fertile land over time. And that's why we have so many fertile places, like in Hawaii, for instance, which is still growing. And nothing is 100% negative, nothing is 100% positive. So how you look at it and what sort of perceptive goggles you have on. And that's a whole nother area of discussion right there.
Okay, we're going to commercial here right about now.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Never can tell what you really feel. Keeps the children quietly for someday sons and daughters. We'll rise up and fight while we stand still. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. In case you've just tuned in and you would like to ask a question, dial 1-800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or when all else fails, call me at 508-857-8334 in the United States. Okay, we do have a gathering in Boston, Mass. On April the 12th. It's going to be a quiet demonstration, passing out flyers, meeting people. It should be really fantastic. If you'd like more information on that, you can write me again at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. And we'll fill you in. And we also have another gathering on May 1st. And actually, if you would like any information on that, you can also write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org and we'll fill you in. Tonight we have Sue Maya as our special guest, and here she is. Thank you.
Hey, Frank. While we were at break, I pulled out a quote that I think will help stir us to a little more conversation. It's a quote by Eric Butterworth from his book called Spiritual Economics. He says, things may happen around you, and things may happen to you, but the only things that really count are the things that happen in you.
Oh,
like
that's
how it will affect you. Yeah.
That's really fantastic. And this is something we've needed for a long time. Someone to consult with on a spiritual level, shall we say. And you would be that one, I would say, because you are not Catholic, not Protestant, you're not Jewish, so you are the one to speak with. And I'm going to definitely highly recommend that.
Well, thank you. I'd like to recommend people go see some of my writing if they'd like to know a little bit more. Would that be okay?
Just certainly.
Send them to the website with the articles? Okay. So yep. All they have to do is type in su808.wordpress.com. The website is called Quantum Theology. I've got writing there that go back to 2005. I think I started maybe 2004. So this is quite a bit of writing and pondering, photography, and I can't say everything that I want to say when I'm on the air in the public because not everybody understands my language. They don't understand the concepts or the depths that I've gone to in meditations and healing, the trance work that I've done with people, exploring past lives and getting visions of the future. When I'm speaking with the public, when I'm on the conference calls, I try to keep it, well, you know, in the middle ground where most people can understand. So the work that I've done goes pretty deep. I don't expect everyone to understand it or accept it, but it's there for anybody who's ready, you know? And so I make it available to whoever is ready.
So, Sue, how long would you say you've been a target?
That I know of since after 9/11. I started noticing symptoms around that time. And I went through all the usual things that targets go through, trying to understand the symptoms first and trying to figure out who's doing it and so on and so forth. So I've got plenty of experience with it, doing it on my own, and also now that I've been working with others for, I guess it's going on 6 years that I've been helping the others as much as I can, trying to understand their situations, listening to their stories, giving them some countermeasures and remedies to get through, cope a little better.
Sue, we're going to go to station ID here shortly.
Okay.
Station ID.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, We need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or when all else fails, call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Okay, for those of you who have just tuned in, we have a gathering in Boston on April the 12th. It will be a peaceful, quiet demonstration, passing out flyers and meeting people. For information, you can write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. We have another gathering, May 1st. For information on that, you can write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org as well. And tonight, we are very much enjoying listening to our very special guest. Sue, you with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. So, hey, it's Sue Maya back on the air again. Yeah, we're talking about how faith and spirituality can help you move forward in whatever your endeavors are in life, whatever you're called to do. And, you know, I want people to know that I do read the Bible, and that if they need inspiration, they put the Bible down, they put their prayers down because they're too angry. Let me give you some inspiration. Like, look at Joshua chapter 8, line 1. If you're in this battle against AI, this is for you. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land." Now I found that because I was asking God, show me something that I can use. Now Ai is spelled A-I. And it was, I didn't remember this passage was there, but I opened up to it and there it was. And the rest of the chapter is all about military strategy and how they overcame this corrupt government that they were up against. So, you know, I'm not saying you have to do this alone. There are books, there are passages, there are quotes, there are prayers. There is even strategy in the Bible if you can't think of it on your own. If you're too confused to get mental clarity, just ask and you will receive guidance. Ask, open it up. It will show you something. It might even be exactly what you need to know, just like it was for me. And so I want people to be encouraged. You know, I don't think of myself as just somebody who's a victim. That's not who I am. This is just a role that they want me to play or a title. It's not who I am. It wasn't who I was. It's not who I will be. And in the larger scheme of things, this is just a little body going through a worldly experience. My true self is not of this world. I'm just here temporarily. Every one of you is only here temporarily going through what you have to go through and gather in whatever information and lessons that you're here to do. And to grow your soul to the next level. Because it's really all about evolution. In the end, it's going to be soul evolution. It's going to be the evolution of humanity, the evolution of the world, of the earth, of all of its creatures. And ultimately, we only have just this time, and then we leave. Everyone has only a temporary amount of time. Small amount of time in the scheme of things. So yeah. That's all we have. We have to do the best we can. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what we all have to remember. Your time here is very short. And the older you get, the faster the days go. So you've got to just stop and, you know, smell the roses every once in a while and look up at that big, beautiful full moon tonight and appreciate it. A lot of people drive down the highway aimlessly day after day without even looking up at the sky once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I was going to bring that up, that we have a full moon. We also have the spring equinox, right? And so we're moving into a whole new season. Starts tonight.
And what's
good
the
time
what's
to make your?
What's this moon we're moving into? This full moon.
Well, it's sun and the moon opposite each other in the sky. That's what makes, that's why we see the light on the moon. And the sun is just moved from the sign of Pisces into Aries, and this is considered the beginning of the year, you know, astrologically. It's also the, they call it the worm moon, which I think has to do with turning the soil. When you turn the soil, you prepare it for seeds.
Okay, thank you. Very good explanation. And for those of you around the community, would you like to mention your web information and perhaps an email address, maybe? Or
Yeah, I was just thinking of it when you said it. Okay, so if you need to write to me, get information, you write to su808@juno.com. That's Sue808@Juno.com. And to see the webpage, again, it's Quantum Theology. The address is https://su808.wordpress.com. And, you know, there's a lot of links that you can look at, links to my bio, background, different things to do, music, whatever, you know, your interests are. There's a lot of different things that you can look at there.
And you can look at Sue, too. There's a very nice picture over there.
Thanks. It's from a few years ago.
What do you think? Now, I've dealt with it all the time, and I'm sure that you have as well. And that's, what do you do when a target first comes to you?
Oh, listen. That's the first thing, is listening.
Right.
You know, listening leads to understanding. And if you're too quick to give them advice, they won't feel like they've connected. First, you listen, try to understand their point of view, what they've gone through. Then you can address one thing at a time. Like the other night, there was a woman, she was new to the community. She came on a late night call, frantic, afraid, repeating herself, crying. Over and over and over, the same, you know, rhetoric, the same lines that she's been repeating to herself. She finally got it out. It was like her first time ever speaking about it. And the fear keeps her, and it keeps others, in a vicious cycle of repetition. This is one of the things that they want. They want people to stay on a hamster wheel of repetition, so that they're easier to control. So the first thing is, listening to her for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, was, you are not your fear. What they're doing to you is not who you are. It's not who you used to be. And it isn't your essence. This is not your essential self. They're making you have fear. They are imposing a program on you, but it isn't you. And she started to get that. She really started to get that. And she started repeating a new line. This is not my fear. This doesn't belong to me. This is not mine. This is not my life. These are not my beliefs. And the more she repeated the new ideas, the more I reaffirmed for her, you're right. This is not who you are. You're right. So to reinforce and anchor the new ideas, which are really old, they're not new, really old ideas, she started to remember her prior life and her beliefs and what made her feel centered and balanced and gave her a purpose. So I just sat there and just validated, yes, that's right. You're not what they want you to be. That's not who you are. That's not who you should be. You can choose to be who you really are, regardless of what they try to impose on you.
Right, and also the fact that it's not their fault. Everybody thinks that, okay, what did I do in my life to deserve this? The answer is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is random.
Yes.
You get put on a list for forgetting to dot the I on your income tax return or something. Some ridiculous reason you were put on this list. But the people that are choosing from this list are quite different. They go from special interest groups to private sector to private citizens, from the GOV on down. So it's a multifaceted system, and it is really terrible. And it's great to have somebody like Sue that you can, you know, call up or drop an email to. It's a fantastic way, especially if you're very spiritual, to communicate this.
Yes, thank you. You know, and I noticed that a lot of the people who are being victimized were, you know, pacifists. They believed in doing good things, humanitarian, love animals and animal rights and caretaking for the elderly. I mean, there are so many compassionate people in our community, full of love, full of ideas, a lot of creative people too. And I think they, you know, the powers would be, whatever you call them, they see us as weak, but really we have so much inner strength. We have inner vision. We have, we listen to a different drummer, so to speak. And they don't understand that because they're the people that follow orders all day long. You know? So I think a lot of the spiritual people, religious people are targeted because they think they're not going to fight back. But they forget that we have God on our side. And God is bigger than all of them. There's no way they're going to conquer God. You know, they can challenge it, but it's not going to happen. This isn't going to happen. That's why my faith has really helped me through all of it. And that's why I try to share that with others. Even though there's resistance, even though there's criticism about it, you know, and I hear that, I do. But they're just falling. They don't grab on to these little strings of hope and keep their compassion and keep their understanding. They're going to fall. And I warn them, and I've warned them before. You can't let it get you down because then they win.
Yeah, that's right. And in terms of winning, we are winning. The word is getting out faster than ever. More people are writing. More people are calling. More people are centrally forming groups. They are forming activist groups. They are forming just regular TI groups. This is happening all over the country. And people like Lewis Rowe, he was just a guest here. He's responsible for TI Day, which is August the 29th. So the first annual TI Day was last year. And it will be celebrated until this is over. And when it's through, I'm sure it will be celebrated by a lot more people.
Yeah, he's a true activist, and he's really a go-getter. He's got a lot of energy for that. He knows how to organize. You know, he knows how to speak about it, which is really key.
Okay. So we've got to pay the bills. So we're going to have a commercial break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening. Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host. For those of you who have just tuned in, you can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. Or call me at 508-857-8334 in the U.S. Okay, we have a very special guest tonight, and that is Sue Maya from Flagstaff, Arizona area. And go ahead, Sue.
Well, we just have a few minutes left. I guess I should ask you, do you have any final questions for me? You know, something burning, something that you would like people to know, that you want your listeners to know, something to take home.
Your availability. So why don't you give them your email address once again?
Sure. I'm available for private consultations, also for public speaking engagements. And you can write to me at su808@juno.com. I usually get back within a few days, and there's contact information on those auto replies as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. So let's get some spirituality into the community. It doesn't take much time. It doesn't take much effort. All it takes is people. Yeah, or does it? Exactly.
Well, you know what? You can have connection with your spirit and with God without anybody else. And you don't have to have a church, and you don't have to have a special pew to sit in. You find a quiet place and pray. A quiet place and meditate and empty yourself and find that peace within you.
That sounds great, Sue. And I'm sure at this time, I will offer my phone number as well, once again. If your back's up against the wall and it's the middle of the night, call me at 508-857-8334. Thank you so much. And
thank
good
you,
night.
Frank. Have a good night.
Too.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.